In an effort to inform voters and encourage citizen participation in voting and civic life, 89.1 WEMU brings you In the Public Interest, a biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we are talking about redistricting. And our guest is Margaret Leary. She's an Ann Arbor League of Women Voters member since 2015, also the redistricting education coordinator for the Ann Arbor area. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
That must mean you're a redistricting expert.
I've learned as much as I can about it.
What does it mean, really?
Redistricting means drawing the line for the legislative districts, for Congress and for the state House and the state Senate. It's very important because it determines the nature of the voting population in each district. Because the Republicans have been in charge of drawing those lines and done it in secret, they have an advantage over the Democrats in Michigan when it comes to elections.
Is that a proven fact?
Yes, it is a proven fact. In the 2016 congressional election in Michigan, there were a total votes cast that if you parsed them out, there would have been 48% Republican and 47% Democratic votes cast. However, because of the way the lines were drawn for the congressional districts, the Republicans ended up with 9 seats. That is, 64% of the seats were won by only 48% of the voters, and the Democrats got only 5.
And we can't talk about redistricting without talking about gerrymandering, can we?
Correct.
And the definition of that?
The definition of gerrymandering is that one political party draws the lines for the legislative districts in a manner that gives them an advantage. It is an old American tradition. It started in the 1800s and was done in Massachusetts by a man named Elbridge Gerry. And he drew a district that looked a lot like a salamander when you looked at the map. And so people conflated his name with the shape of the salamander and came up with gerrymandering, because that's easier to say than gerrymandering. And that's what gerrymandering is. It's when the politicians draw the lines so that they choose their voters rather than the voters choosing their politicians.
I think I was sort of surprised to hear that's been going on for hundreds of years.
Yes, yes. And it has been something of a problem all along, but it has become a significantly larger problem after the 2010 census. Because in 2008, after November 2008, the Republicans were very concerned about what direction the country was going in terms of the voting population. One of them realized that if they could take control over the state legislatures, not the Congress per se, but the state legislatures, then they would have the power to determine where the lines were drawn after the 2010 census. And that's what they did in 6 states, including Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Wisconsin, some of the states where their lines are now being challenged.
One more piece of background information before we get to why you're really
sure
here. Who draws Michigan's district lines right now?
In Michigan, the legislature draws the lines.
Okay, but there's going to be a proposal on the November 7th ballot. Tell us about this.
Correct. The proposal on the November 7th ballot is proposal number two, and it is a proposal to amend the Michigan Constitution to take the drawing of the lines away from the legislature and put it in the hands of an independent citizen redistricting commission.
And what will people see, and what difference or changes will it make?
The voters will not see the entire proposal, which is several pages long, because many parts of the Constitution have to be amended. And I can say more about that if you want in a minute. What the voters will see is a 100-word summary of the proposal. And I don't know what that will say. That hasn't been determined yet. But it will say that there will be an independent citizen redistricting commission that will be appointed by the Secretary of State to draw these lines, and that power will be taken away from the legislature.
That sounds a little daunting, that we'll be changing the Constitution.
Well, actually, it is putting back into the Constitution a proposal that the 1963 Constitution contained. The 1963 Constitution is Michigan's most recent Constitution, and it was created by a constitutional convention and then approved by the voters. It contained a provision for an independent commission to draw the lines. The problem was this 1963 Constitution contained a proposal that required the districts, the congressional districts, to be equal in geographic size. In 1964, the U.S. Supreme Court made a decision that we refer to as the one person, one vote decision, mm-hmm. which requires the districts to have roughly the same population, whether those are U.S. congressional districts or whether those are Michigan State Senate and State House districts. That made the Michigan constitutional provision unconstitutional under the U.S. Supreme Court's decision. And so that was thrown out. Michigan sort of stumbled along, and finally, of course, it didn't matter until there was another census, and the legislature gave itself the power first to draw the lines for the state House and the state Senate, and second to draw the lines for the U.S. Congress. And right. It's been that way ever since.
I'm a little dizzy, Margaret. That's a lot to follow.
I don't mean to dizzy my listeners.
You're the expert. We appreciate that. And you're here to tell us that the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area is advocating for this?
That's correct. The State Board of the Michigan League has endorsed this proposal, and we have been doing an educational presentation about gerrymandering and redistricting in Michigan that included basic information about the Voters Not Politicians proposal. We are now in the process of developing a second presentation, which will actually advocate for that proposal.
I know there was a lawsuit filed to try to keep this off the ballot.
That's correct. A group of people, which includes some of the people that were important to the gerrymandering that went on, and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, filed a lawsuit asking that the Secretary of State not put the proposal on the ballot. And their argument was that the proposal makes so many changes to the Michigan Constitution that it should be done by a constitutional convention, not by the voters. The Michigan Supreme Court heard the arguments in this case in the beginning of July, and at the end of July, they decided 4-3 that this should go on the ballot, that the voters should be the ones to decide how these lines are drawn. I would urge the voters to vote for this, because it's really important that the lines be drawn in a way so that the votes cast result roughly in the same number of seats being elected, rather than the lopsided result that I referred to at the beginning of this interview.
So your closing message to Michigan voters who will encounter this proposal on November 7th?
I am urging voters to vote for this proposal so that the matter of choosing politicians will be put back in the hands of the voters rather than the politicians choosing their voters. I think it's really important, and I think that the gerrymandering that has gone on in Michigan and other states has warped our political system so much that people no longer really believe that their vote counts. And when people don't believe their vote counts, they tend not to vote and to become cynical about the whole democratic process.
And we do know their vote counts, right?
Yes.
That's why we do.
Should count.
In the public interest here on 89.1 WEMU, Margaret Leary, Ann Arbor League of Women Voters, thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge and information with us here, and for being part of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.